This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Right now, though, it's time for my regular segment. Still don't have theme music for it, but it's coming soon. Feminist About Town and Karen Pickering is on the line. Hi, Karen.
Hi there.
Are you keeping warm on this cold Melbourne day?
It's a beautiful day, actually. I love it when it's sunny and rainy.
Okay. All right. What's on the list of news about women and feminists in Australia and the world this week?
Yeah, well, we're very lucky in Melbourne because we always have something going on for feminists. Sometimes it's, you know, really enlightening and empowering and beautiful stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's, you know, fragile, making upsetting stuff. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I mean, this week in the news, has anything ticked you off?
Well, I've been following the Tracy Connolly story. She's the sex worker who was murdered in St Kilda a couple of weeks ago. And that's really grown. There's been a couple of excellent articles in the mainstream media about it. And the fact
the
that...
Squires article.
The Wendy Squires article in particular, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Who said that she used to walk her dog, or she walks her dog around St Kilda, and she always says hello to the women she sees on the streets, and she suspects that the one that used to pet her dog and have a chat with and bring a coffee to was in fact Tracy. Very sad, but also a wonderful article about how these women are people just like the rest of us. And
exactly, yep. and really, Wendy. The mainstream media picked up a little bit later than the independent media, with the King's Tribune, which is a great local indie publication that people might like to check out.
Yep.
Have been running a series all year on sex work and sex workers, both their treatment in the media and also just in broader society. And they reported that story earlier than the rest of the mainstream media. So
yeah, and our program here on Joy, the Vixen Hour, on Monday nights. Also,
as you said,
they did a whole show about Tracy this week.
Yep. So, and Wendy Squires made the point explicitly that, you know, the difference between Dil Maher and Tracy Connolly is that Dil Maher was a woman who was valued by broader community as a woman in her own right who was entitled to be safe and be protected, and that's appallingly not a right that's extended to people who are sex workers.
Yeah.
So, there is going to be, and I don't know how many people know that there's a community called the Gatehouse in St Kilda, which is a safe space for street-based sex workers to go and just have a cup of tea and have a rest and be able to be safe.
Yep.
And the Gatehouse community has announced that they're going to hold a vigil on the 8th of August.
Yep.
So
that's in Greve Street, St Kilda.
Yeah, in Greve Street, St Kilda, so people can come down and honour Tracy's memory, and also I think show the local sex worker community that Tracy was someone who is mourned and grieved by people across the whole of our society.
Yep.
And I'm particularly upset and I feel personally as though, you know, it's another preventable death.
Yeah.
In terms of the way that we see sex work and the criminalisation of it, even though it's legal. So
yeah.
I think as long as these horrific reminders keep happening, we need to keep that conversation going about how to make it safer for people who work in the industry. That will always exist.
Yeah. I'm talking to Karen Pickering on our segment Feminist About Town here on Joy 94.9. There was another thing I noticed this week on Twitter. There was a bit of a argy-bargy going on about an all-male comedy night that was announced with a token woman on the list of comedians, none of whom I'd ever heard of, mind you, and she was listed as token woman.
Yeah, it said that, it wasn't a woman's name.
No.
Yeah.
And this was claiming to be the first all-male comedy night ever, and also to reclaim feminism or something?
Yeah, it was a look. I think it was a pretty poor attempt at humour that obviously fell pretty flat. Obviously, it's not the first all male lineup in any comedy room in Melbourne.
That might be the funniest joke of all.
Yeah, the funniest thing about it is how ironic it is. And clearly, you know, for many years, comedy has been a scene in which men are the only performers for a long time. So I guess that it is part of a kind of general backlash against feminists and women sticking up for themselves and doing things like organising all-female comedy nights as a comment on the difficulty or the different challenges that female comedians face in reaching audiences.
Yeah.
But it was done in a particularly spiteful and sort of undergraduate way. So it earned the ire of a number of feminist commentators, including me and Clementine Ford and Amy Gray. A few other people were it's hard to be angry about these things anymore because sometimes they just seem a bit pathetic.
Yeah.
But it doesn't surprise me that there are men who feel very threatened by the growing popularity and the growing life of feminism and feminist commentary. And many men, I think, feel really excited and happy about it, that we're having a conversation about gender and how limiting gender can be for both men and women, and certainly for people who don't identify as either.
Yeah.
But how feminists are trying to make things better for everyone. I think there's a ton of men who are really excited about that. And then there's a small group of men who I think are very threatened by that. And sometimes when I saw that poster, I thought, oh, careful, your fear is showing, you know?
Yes, indeed.
This is part of an ongoing conversation and I guess sometimes an aggravation that women face when there's explicitly anti-feminist events organised.
I mean, as a comedy fan myself, I mean, I've been going to the comedy festival for years and it's one of my favourite festivals in Melbourne. But a long time ago, I got really sick of seeing solo male comedians up on stage talking about their penises and wanking. And that's all that, you know, beginning comedians seem to go there because it's an easy laugh. People laugh because they're uncomfortable when somebody swears on stage or whatever. It's a very cheap way to get a laugh. So I started with a policy. Soon after that, I changed and I pretty much only go and see female comedians at the festival now, unless there's a male comedian I particularly want to see. And I find it much more enriching and funnier.
Yeah. Well, certainly there's a kind of, I think a lot of people think that a good stand-up comedian or a good stand-up comedy act is a guy standing on a stage with a microphone just blurting out his every thought because he's just a funny guy.
Yeah.
It's incredibly difficult and very, very, not just nerve-wracking, we can all imagine how scary it would be, but, you know, incredibly difficult in terms of the artistry behind it. And you need to be not just intelligent but hardworking in order to be a good comic. So the funny thing is that, as with many industries, the women comics that I know work twice as hard to be considered good as the men, and so they're the ones who are doing a lot of practice gigs. They're the ones who are finessing their stage, banter. They're the ones who are making sure that their show is absolutely 100%. So, sometimes. But, you know, there's a lot of really great male comedians who are feminists.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of really great male comedians who are just really funny without being assholes.
Yeah.
So there's female comedians who are, you know, really tedious and sexist.
It's true.
So
it's true.
It's, I guess, in this segment we talk about feminist takes on pop culture and at the moment comedy is going through a little bit of a growing up phase.
Yep.
And or maybe some growing pains even. So for a young genre, relatively, compared to, you know, painting or sculpture or something else, it's doing pretty well.
Yeah, I'm very pleased to see in that the ABC's Sunday Night Drama, The Time of Our Lives, at the moment, one of the characters owns a comedy club, and they've had equal numbers of male and female stand-ups in there, which is really nice to see.
Oh, that's very unrealistic, but it's very nice for drama. But
it's good to see Geraldine Hickey was on recently doing a little bit of her fantastic stand-up.
She is so fantastic.
Yeah.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
You are on Joy 94.9, Australia's lesbian and gay radio station. And I'm talking to Karen Pickering, who is well known as a feminist about town. And that's why we call this segment Feminist About Town. Karen, what else is happening around town?
Well, next week I'm gearing up for the next Shechelle FM.
Which is your monthly feminist salon?
Yes. So every month we meet at the Gasometer Hotel on the first Tuesday. And we choose a particular topic, and I put together a panel of kick-ass feminist babes. Mm-hmm. And we just range over that topic for a couple of hours and have a few drinks. And maybe your older listeners might remember the old politics in the pub model. And so it's really just feminism in the pub.
Yep.
And next week the topic is feminism and the election, which I organised when the election had been called for September.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to make sure we got in early enough so that people didn't, you know, feel as though it happened and then, you know, the election was the following week or something, so they could still feel a little bit like they had some time to get out there and, you know, make things happen or not happen, as the case may be. So feminism and the election will have a panel including Monica Dux, the author of a number of books, including The Great Feminist Denial, and Sophie Black, who some people may know used to be the editor of Crikey for a long time, but she's the incoming editor of the Adelaide Festival of Ideas. We'll have Celeste Little, who is the Indigenous organiser for the NTEU, the Tertiary Education Union, and she is so hilarious on Twitter, so I can't wait to meet her and meet her in real life. And Tanya Kovac, who is just unbelievable. She's the national co-convener of Emily's List, which of course gives financial donations to progressive female candidates to get them into parliament.
Yep.
So when women candidates are progressive on reproductive rights, on equal marriage, on paid parental leave and that kind of thing, Emily's List kicks in money early on. And Emily stands for Early Money Is Like Yeast.
Uh-huh.
Some people might not know that, but I think that's so cute. So the idea of getting more women into parliament. Tanya is a human rights lawyer and also the co-convener of Emily's List. So we'll have an amazing cross-section of women to talk about what they care about going into the election, and hopefully the audience will be fired up, you know, about the fact, as we mentioned last week, we're facing an election between two candidates who are both anti-choice
when
it comes to abortion rights. And so I'm sure that people will have a fair bit to say about that.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned Crikey just then. I just want to quickly mention an article that is in Crikey today in the blog section by Sarah Jane Smith, who I had on the show a couple of weeks ago. And people might remember her as a self-described fat lesbo contestant on The Great Australian Bake Off. And also a member
of... She's a babe.
I know.
Yeah.
And also a member of Acapulco, the synchronised swimming group. She's written a brilliant article in today's Crikey called Live and Let Pie, The Political Act of Being a Reality Television Contestant. And it's all about how she loves reality TV, especially The Great British Bake Off, and she auditioned for the Australian version, not expecting to get cast, but kind of hoping she would, and then how important it was for, or it is for people to see women like her on television.
And to see a beautiful, proud, fat, gay woman on TV.
With a child.
Not apologising.
Exactly.
For her body, not apologising for her life, not apologising for her opinion.
Yeah.
You know, it was just so exciting.
Yeah, and she is so great, and it's a wonderful, wonderful article. It might make you cry, but go check that out on Crikey today, the article by Sarah Jane Smith.
Honestly, I think that's something actually really great about reality TV, and people you know, criticise reality TV as being all mindless and whatever. But I think sometimes you get to see more diversity.
Yeah, and the Bake Off television show has actually been really great for that. There's a terrific cast on that show, and I take my hat off to them.
Yeah,
for their casting process. But she does talk a bit about the those horrible weight loss reality shows, which basically makes people apologise for being fat. And it's just an excellent, excellent article. So
great. Oh, well, definitely check it out. Mm. I can't wait to read it.
Yeah. So thanks for talking to me again today, Karen.
No problem.
Karen Pickering, Feminist About Town. And I know you've moved house this week, so good luck with the fallout from that.
Thank you. It's been a little bit like a volcano has erupted around me, but no, it's been good. Thanks very much.
Good. All right. Well, we'll put a podcast up of this this conversation. If you want to check out previous Feminist About Town podcasts, they're up on the Joy website. Go to joy.org.au and look for the Joyful Days podcasts, and you'll find various past Feminist About Towns, and I'll be putting up a couple of new ones today, so I'll tweet about them. And you can find out about Karen's activities at her website, mskarenpickering.com.au. And all the details of Cherche La Femme and her appearances at other things are there. So thanks again, Karen.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.